Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Breeding moves to second. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and has Breeding trapped. There's the throw to Phillips, who throws to Held, who tags Breeding for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power throws to second for one, and Held throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Courtney moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Courtney moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber strikes out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Breeding strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Held moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding misplays the ball. That's an error on Breeding. Keogh moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keogh moves to third. Keene moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keogh tags and scores. Keene tags and moves to third. Francona tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball towards center field. Stevens fields the ball and throws to home. Courtney drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Courtney. Keene scores. Francona moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The slide. Courtney applies the tag. Francona is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-1 in the game. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held is called out on strikes. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a line drive into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Keene reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Power hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pilarczyk hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Steve Barber. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields the ball and throws to bell covering. Safe. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gordon Jones now pitching. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. Francona reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pilarczyk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Gordon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-4 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Foyles now catching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to second. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Courtney is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Francona hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pilarczyk is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Triandos pinch hits for Gordon Jones. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Marv Breeding. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.